ladies and gentlemen, please welcome VTech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
I don't know why we become Beavis and Butthead whenever this song starts.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Ed, it's good to see you, my man.
You too, Steve, and you're alive.
I'm alive. Yeah. I'm in one piece.
You're not broken?
Nope. I felt good the next day.
That's insane.
Yeah, I thought for sure that after my big match at Battlemania, I was going to be sore as F.
That's what I thought too.
And I'm not saying I wasn't sore. Actually, it was about 2 or 3 days after. Now I'm starting to feel, because I had the show on Saturday, and I think adrenaline the next day, I woke up and I'm like, I'm alive. My neck's not broken. Everything feels good. I can walk. And then played that show, and that's also a physical beating with the way I play drums. So then on Sunday, that's when I was just like, oh, I'm so glad I have Monday off.
Oh, yeah, to relax?
Yeah, just to kind of let my body chill for a minute. So it was just like a lot of resting.
Yeah, what'd you do on Sunday?
Absolutely nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
All right.
I'm trying to think. Did I do anything? No. Just did some chores, like a good husband does.
Nice.
Cleaned the toilets, vacuumed the house, and then sat around and watched television.
Yeah. Sunday was a chore day for me, too.
Yeah. Every Sunday is a chore day in our household.
Yeah. I'm trying to be better about it.
Yeah?
Just, like, go to the grocery store, get all the laundry done.
Yep.
That, you know, dishes, that kind of stuff.
Are you still at the... Have you moved yet?
No. I'm moving next Friday, the 4th.
Exciting.
It is.
Yeah. I can only imagine. We'll have to go to Unicorn Bar and hang out.
Yeah, that's a little farther down the street. There's a lot of bars up there.
What's like the local bars by you?
Well, Dino's Pizza is real close.
I haven't been to Dino's Pizza.
Oh, my God. I ate some Saturday. It's so good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm excited to check that out.
Yeah.
I should show you a picture, speaking of pizza.
But what's up there? The hillside's up there.
I don't know that one. I'm asking you a question about Capitol Hill, and I haven't.
You have no idea, right?
The only bar I've been to is the Unicorn Bar, and what's the hell the one that used to be like a morgue or a morgue, the chapel, but it's now called something else, the Pine Box.
Pine Box.
Those are the only two bars I know because our friend Jenny had a birthday party. We went to both of those places. So that's all I know about Capitol Hill these days,
dude. What did you get? Did you get anything to eat at the Pine Box?
Yeah, we got all these different pizzas.
Yeah, super good.
Gosh, wood fired oven.
Yeah, and their charcuterie, the meat and cheese plate's pretty good too.
They got that as well, and the popcorn with the truffle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that place is good.
Thankfully, Jenny's mom is very wealthy because we didn't have to spend, apparently it's like $25 for that bowl of popcorn.
No.
Or something like that. There was a big bowl.
I mean, I know it's expensive, but I've been there. I did not pay $25 for that bowl of popcorn.
Well, you must have got the junior size.
Maybe I got the regular size bowl.
Yeah, because we got the adult size and... I'm kidding. But it was expensive from what I could tell.
Yeah.
But you mentioned pizza. So after Battlemania, obviously, I was busting my ass trying to stay somewhat healthy. Of course, I'm not going to ever eat perfectly. In fact, we talked about it this morning. A lot of people exercise so they can continue to eat junk food. I exercise so I can continue to eat burgers. I'm just never going to be a guy that's going to give up French fries or burgers or anything like that. So I bust my ass at the gym so I could break even for the most part.
Yeah.
But I was like, after Battlemania, I am crushing pizza. That's all I want. And I knew for a fact we were going to order a bunch of pizza. So I get back to Evolve Fitness after Battlemania is over. We tear down the ring.
What time is this? Because I left after your match, and that was already like 12:30?
Yeah, I lost all frame of time when we were wrestling. All I knew is that we were leaving the show box area around 1:30 by the time we got everything loaded. So they were still loading. It got to the point where I was like, okay, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. Why don't I just go back with a couple of my buddies? We'll go back to the gym and we'll wait for people.
All right.
And then we'll be there to be able to be on the receiving end and load everything out of the truck. Well, we get there and there's already people there. I didn't realize that other people had the same thought.
Nice.
And show up and I'm like, man, I can't wait till we order pizza. I mentioned something. They're like, the pizza's already here.
Nice.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? So I go to the back of the gym area and dude, I'm just going to show you. That's what we saw. I walk in. There are 18 boxes of pizza.
Jesus, that's awesome.
Multiple cheese ones, multiple pepperoni, and multiple like green pepper or something. Like three different types.
Who made that order?
I'm assuming it might have been Steve West. I don't know who.
That's awesome.
Whoever did it was my hero. And then I look around and I realize typically you go out and you're drinking, you're out to party. Sometimes you're double fisting beers.
Yeah.
We're all double fisting pizzas. Everybody, every single person, the people in good shape, me not in the best shape, but just trying to get by, including other people as well. We're all talking and I'm looking at everyone. Nobody even has a drink in their hand yet. And there's beer there. There's alcohol. There's waters. There's sodas. Everybody's double fisting pizzas. It was awesome. I ate probably 6 to 8 slices.
Yeah, I thought our pizza party at Spokane was good, but that's legit.
18 pies, dude.
Damn.
And I ate probably 6 or 8 slices of pizza, and I don't feel 1 ounce of regret from that.
No.
None.
No, not at all.
It was awesome, dude.
That is awesome.
So I'm looking forward to visiting you at your place now, selfishly, so I could go to Dino's Pizza.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Yeah.
I just convinced my buddy. Yeah, there's a few cool bars up there.
If you're going to have a man cave... And then we'll get to the push-ups and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you were going to have a man cave, I always said if I had unlimited resources to have a man cave, I would have a wood-fired oven in my man cave.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
You know what my fantasy is?
What?
Soda gun.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Close to the couch.
Yeah, just, or I would have like a little bar set up, but I just like the idea of being like, I could just scoop out a cup of ice and
yep.
get you water, soda water, Coca-Cola, Sprite, whatever, orange soda.
I still think you should have like an auxiliary gun. Right by the couch. That way, you know, you're sitting there, you're out. Why get up?
I will say this. It's kind of funny. Like beers, I could drink an S ton of beer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to drink a ton of soda.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you can, but like, I can't imagine drinking cans of Coca-Cola or Sprite the way I would drink a light beer.
It's like that meme I see sometimes people posting like, complains about having to drink the equivalent of 6 cups of water in a day. Has no problem crushing 6 beers in one sitting.
Yeah, right?
What is it about beer?
I don't know. You ever heard this crazy theory, too? If food got you drunk, would you eat after you're full?
Oh. I don't think I would. I'm trying to think now.
Well, I mean, there's a certain point with beer where you're not like, oh, I'm thirsty. You're just like, oh, I'll have another beer.
Right, because it's just something to do.
So if food was getting you drunk, you know, you'd like sneak in a shot of syrup, maple syrup.
What we need to do is make beer-flavored water.
Beer-flavored water. All right.
Then we could crush more water and be healthier.
I mean, is that what non-alcoholic beer is?
I guess. Someone said that's Coors Light. Hey.
People always say that.
I know. It's just like, oh, you want some water? I'm like, yeah, I like Coors Light. It's delicious. And now that I'm looking across into the Wolf Studios, where they have a giant Coors Light painting, it's making me want a Coors Light.
Yeah. I haven't had a beer since Spokane, so your boy's ready.
Wait, you haven't had a drink since Spokane?
No.
I didn't realize. I thought you just recently stopped drinking for a minute.
No, no, no. This whole month, like literally, like the Spokane, that last Sunday was,
damn.
Was getting them in.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. It's easy during the week. I won't lie. Friday at the wrestling thing, I was like, they need to hurry this up or I am getting a drink.
All right, you know, let's do our push-ups. And I want to get your perspective of the wrestling event because I'm just curious. So I figured what better way to get our 10 push-ups in than to celebrate my big victory at Battlemania. So I just typed in WWE into our music library and found a song called Undisputed Champion.
Undisputed Champion.
I mean, perfect.
That is you.
It's true.
You're 1-0.
I'm 1-0.
Undefeated. You know what? Let's not say 1-0. You're undefeated.
Nobody has beaten me.
Nobody has even gotten close to stopping you.
Nobody is stopping me.
No.
So this is the best way to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning on a winning level.
That's right. The champ is here. The
champ is here.
All right, let's get 10 Mega
I
Family.
Like it.
I like it too.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Good build up. Rocky wishes he had this song. You know, this is like a really aggressive ripoff of a Rocky theme.
I mean, it is, but I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
What is it about trumpets that make you feel like a champion?
You know, that's a good call, dude. And it's a trumpet in the beginning of horse racing.
Yeah.
It's like a Roman thing, right?
I think so. I think that has to be it.
Like maybe it's English. Sound the trumpeters.
Da, 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 da.
Sport is about to take place.
Tech Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Well, Steve, kind of funny you mentioned about the pizza. That was going to be my thing today, is consistency. Or as we're saying on the podcast this year, diligence. So basically, like, nobody's going to be perfect. I mean, Steve, to be honest, you summed up my TED Talk before I gave it. But right, like, nobody's going to be perfect all the time, right? There's always going to be those fringes of society. They eat perfect and are just gym rats all the time. But I think you do need...
I eat to live, not live to eat.
Right?
F you.
But I do think, you know, right? But, I've been interested in some newer programs and stuff. And I think a lot of the new research is showing, like, you need to still have those times you're going to eat like that.
Yep.
Now, for somebody like me, it's got to be like, don't turn this into a 3-day food bender, right? Like, you can have this meal or this day, whatever, but you got to end it there. But I'm saying, like, just stay consistent with the good things and let those habits build on each other. If you can't tell, I'm going like this new thing where I'm trying to learn habits and just work on those habits.
It's hard.
It is hard. And they're so easy right now, but I'm just like, stay consistent, do this. That's why I was like, yes, Sunday, Steve, I go to the store, I do laundry, and I clean the house now.
But they always say, like, start your day, make the bed. That way, at least you have one moment where you've accomplished something. And then that's a good way to set the tone for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Make the bed, Ted. You know, make the bed.
It's so
funny.
Did
you make your bed today?
I did. All right, what you need to know is it's always your voice I hear. And I forget who said it and where you took it from. But for some reason, I'm just always like,
TED Talk.
Yeah, I'm just always like, yes, Steve's right. I should make my bed.
Did you make your bed? Good. I could tell you look like a winner today, Ted.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had some organic eggs from my buddy's chicken.
I could see it because you made the bed.
I did.
So this would probably be a bad segue into a study I found that says, what are the most underrated snacks of all time?
Oh, I'm in.
All right. Let's talk about that before we take a quick break. And then we'll talk about Battlemania. Thrillist, they came up with the most underrated snacks.
Yeah. Just real quick, I love that website, and I use it a lot for, like, Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Yep.
Thrillist is a tough website to look at. If you're in if you're hungry at all, do not go to that damn. You know what? I take that back. Even if you're full, you just be careful on that website.
It's no different than BuzzFeed. If you catch BuzzFeed on the wrong day, you're like, all right, I want sushi right now.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
BuzzFeed. Have I told you my two emotions with BuzzFeed?
No, what are they?
I take a quiz almost every day, and it's like, God, BuzzFeed knows me so well. Or it's way off. And I'm like, this is stupid. Why am I doing this?
It's like horoscopes. They totally get who I am.
Yeah.
Next one. Horoscopes is dumb. Who believes in this crap?
Yeah. Right?
Fortune cookies, same thing.
Yeah, like, how do you know your future is going to be good? Well, I told BuzzFeed what kind of potatoes I like.
And clearly, mashed means I'm a success.
Right?
All right. What do you think? Nutty Buddies.
You know what? I'm going to say underrated. Just because I never eat them, but when I do, I go, this is pretty good. I don't know why I don't eat these more.
Yeah, it's a cross between a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and a Kit Kat bar, so what's not to like?
Yeah, somehow I'm like, oh, it's a cracker thing. It's healthier.
How about Ding Dongs?
You know what? Again, I'd say underrated, but I don't eat them very often, but when I do, I'm like, these are great.
I love their blurb. Ho-hos get most of the hostess love, but Ding Dongs should not be overlooked.
No, I mean, the king of all that stuff is the Chocodile.
Oh, yes, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. But the Ding Dongs, oddly enough, I had one on my way to Everett for our Bruiser Brody show at Tony V's. My buddy Tavis picked me up, and as we're driving, he's like, I got to make a quick detour. I got to go visit my family member. She's at a hotel. Like, she's battling some kind of a sickness, and she's in town and whatever. He's like, I'm dropping off some Ding Dongs. And I'm like, is this some kind of like euphemism for a drug transaction that I'm not picking up on? He goes, no, long story. But part of the story was that apparently she got to experience, they call them like a homemade Ding Dong. They were made at a Mod Pizza.
Oh.
And it was a life-changing experience for her when it comes to eating. So he picked up a bunch of them for her. So he's telling me this whole story. Because at first he's like, do you want a Ding Dong? I'm like, no, man, I'm good. I'll wait till we eat dinner. I don't need to eat a Ding Dong. And then he tells me this whole story. And I'm like, hey, man, I kind of changed my mind about all this. Can I have one of those Ding Dongs?
How was it?
Incredible.
Dude, you know they have frozen ones now?
No.
Yes. Wow. At least at the QFC.
Well, dude, if you go to Mod Pizza,
They make homemade ones there.
I don't know why they're called home. I guess, are they made at home or are they made at Mod Pizza?
They're made at, right. I see what they're, right. Yeah. It's just, it's not a ding. They didn't just buy a ding dong right. and serve it to you.
But they wrap it in the foil and everything. But it's like, it's got more of a, I don't know how to explain it, but it's almost like, like a good soft pretzel is a little like hard on the outside and then squishy on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like what they did. Like it's got like all a right. nice like little crunch when you first bite into it, and then the inside is just pure on.
Like those lava cakes at
yes
at Domino's.
That Munson decided to break his phone over.
Was that why he was so pissed?
Because he didn't know if he ordered them and the app was acting weird, so he threw his phone against the wall only for them to show up and they were there. All right, how about Crackle?
Crackle?
Yeah,
the bar?
They say Crackle, Mr. Goodbar, and 100 grand. For some reason, they put all three as number three underrated snack of all time.
All right, 100 grand, for some reason, I don't mess with. But Crackle.
Crackles are awesome.
And Mr. Goodbar, but you can only get them in like miniatures. You never see a full one.
It's so funny you say that. You only see them in miniature variety packs, but they're good enough to stand on their own.
That's true.
Yep.
I mean, it's chocolate and peanuts.
100 grand, I never really touch either.
Nah.
Bagel chips. How do you? Yeah, it's a snack. I guess I got into the chocolate vibe from.
I'm gonna say, I don't think they're overrated. I think they're appropriately rated.
Well, they say they're overshadowed by tortilla chips and pita chips, but they're good on their own or dipped in some spinach and artichoke dip.
What, have you had the pretzel chips?
Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that look like they're flattened.
Yes.
They're incredible.
Also, you know what else I had this weekend that was mind blowing? What is the real good tortilla chips? Is it comes in like the bag with the red on it?
Gosh.
Oh, damn it.
I have no idea.
Go ahead. I'm going to Google it. I'll figure it out.
Next one, and I 100% agree, and I know it's very polarizing. I'm curious to see where you stand on this. Smarties.
Smarties?
Oh, man.
I don't really care about. You know, I'm more of a sweet tart guy.
This morning, I admitted I say I love you on the regular, on the air. And now.
To who?
About you. We were talking about love.
Oh, yeah.
On the morning show. And BJ's like, I don't understand. What, there's too many different degrees of love. I'm like, what? You can love your wife. You can love your friends. I, on the regular, will tell Ethan Smith that I love him.
Yeah, I love you too.
And I have no problem with that. And he's like, I don't understand this whole love concept. Blah, blah, blah.
Are you serious?
BJ's confused. He doesn't even know if he's not even sure if he loves his wife, he said.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. In America, we only have one word for love.
Right.
So... Ah, man, I love BJ, but sorry, we gotta be a little more grown up about this. If you can't separate love from sticking your penis inside somebody, then that's on you.
Somebody had a great analogy of it. Like, it's like marijuana, man. There's different strains, but you know, they're all doing certain things and they all mean something to something.
Yeah.
According to the people at Thrillist, they said they're not as tart as sweet tarts, but not as terrible as Necco wafers.
I agree with. I love sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts are great.
I mean, like, I don't know. It's been so long since I've had a Smartie.
I just love that little roll of Smarties, man. Something about it. Ever since I was a kid. All right, and the last one.
Juanitas.
Let me see. Oh, those are good.
Yeah, they got the one that tastes like a Dorito now.
Oh, they're not.
It's called like sweet chili or something.
That's like shots fired.
Yeah, I threw away the last third of the bag.
It was that good.
Yes.
Yeah,
I couldn't keep my hand out of it, so I literally put it in a trash rag and walked it down to the dumpster.
I've done that too. I can't remember what I was eating, but it was so damn good. It was a bag of something. Gosh. But I was like realizing that if I continue to eat this on this drive home, and I already rolled it, it was like honey roasted peanuts, but it was a good sized bag. It was like probably six servings or something along those lines. And I'm eating them, and I'm looking, and I'm like, oh man, I'm like almost halfway through this bag. So I roll it up, put it in my glove compartment. Hit traffic.
I'll have a couple more.
Open it up. A couple more. Finally, I got to the point where I just threw them out the window.
Yeah. Dude.
I can't do this anymore.
That's what happened with those chips. I was munching them, and then I was munching them, and I was just like, they are gone. They're out of my home.
I've done that before where I've taken like a bag of candy and threw it in the back of my car so I couldn't keep eating it.
Yeah, like ice cream, for whatever reason, ice cream can hang out in my freezer.
Yep.
And I won't mess with it. But man, right, like chips or like there's sweet Sour Patch Kids.
Bro, some guy gave me a giant bag, those big industrial bags of Sour Patch Kids. And I was like, oh, that's going to last forever. And that lasted 3 days in my car. And I had like a raw tongue. Like I basically just, the sour and the salt or whatever, the sugar on there, just rubbed my tongue so raw. Like I lost a layer of skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did find out weirdly this weekend, if you're with your buddy, we're checking out of a store and he's looking at candy. I said, hey, don't sweat it, man. I got kids at the place. And he kind of looks at me. I was like, Sour Patch Kids.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get Ted's perspective of his first time going to a 3-2-1 battle event, and that was Battlemania, where I made my big wrestling debut.
Solid
Ted.
Steel.
Solid Steel. When the Megacast returns.
Look, some need to rest on the seventh day. Ted and Steve need to rest every 15 or so minutes. The Megacast will be back.
Windy, painful dust storms, hiking until your feet hurt, standing for hours in extreme temperatures, and spending outrageous amounts of money for food and drink, then visit Coachella. Coachella, the concert in the desert. If you appreciate drunk girls screaming and savor the smell of puke and urine, go to Coachella. Coachella. If you think you're attractive, think again. All the young, svelte, gorgeous, rich kids from Hollywood with their 0.7% body fat and designer clothes will be there, and you will look homeless in your t-shirt and shorts. Coachella. Coachella. Because one weekend of immature amateurs is never enough. Oh, and good luck getting home.
Are you ready for some more awesome shit? The Megacast is back.
Do you remember the first time that you had a Sour Patch Kid, Ted?
Whoa, are we talking about that trip? That was the first time I had one that was really sour.
I meant just a regular Sour Patch Kid.
I mean, I don't know. I definitely, I don't know about you. I feel like when I was, 12, 13, 14, there was, an arms race to see who could eat the sourest candies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like then we were living a parallel life, because there was, a candy store in Brooklyn, New York, right by our old, had to have been junior high school.
All right.
It was definitely not high school. Because I was too far. It was junior high school, but there was a place that was within walking distance, one of those candy shops where you fill up a bag.
Yeah.
And it's Sour Patch Kids just came out. They weren't even packaged on their own little,
Had to go and scoop them out.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody got a bunch and handed them out like it was crack in our classrooms. Hey, try one. Because they knew that everyone would have, no one ever experienced eating a sour anything at that time.
Yeah.
And I remember, I will never forget. It was it's odd enough. It was odd, the first time you tried, back when the drug days, trying ecstasy. That
yeah.
First time you feel it, it's like, whoa, and you'll never get that high again, no matter, whatever. Same thing with Sour Patch Kids. I've been chasing that dragon my whole life, man, but I'm never going to get that same sour, oh my gosh, what is this in my mouth? Am I going to be okay? This is incredible, though, feeling ever again.
I'm with you, dude. We used to go to Laurel Mall, which is now abandoned. And I'm pretty sure you can see photos of it online. Look at this abandoned mall and how creepy it looks. I was like, oh, S, that's Laurel Mall.
That was where we hung out all the time.
Yeah, but same thing. We went to a specific candy store that's in, it's got to be the same store that's in every mall or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, we would scoop that stuff out. And I remember going to school and it was like, I got the sours.
Right, and you had a little white bag.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, Barnes is on the same kick, man. He still loves sour candy. We're always trying to find the most sourest of sour candies.
I live for it, man. Extreme sour. Come on.
Warheads?
Yep.
Bring it on, dude.
Oh, dude. It's funny how there's a little society. Former rock girl Amber and I, we used to always call it the Sour Patch Kids. We were like the SPK. That's what we call ourselves.
Sour Patch
posse.
Kids?
SPK posse.
All right.
So clearly, you and Barnes also members of the SPK.
You were the first person to get me the Giant Kids.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think you brought them to Meltdown this year and then forgot them, and then I ate them.
Good.
Yeah.
They went in good hands. Sour Patch Kids are dominant, man.
Oh, they are, man. You ever? I almost cursed. You ever F's with the little watermelons?
Oh God, yeah,
yeah.
All of them. The watermelons I like. Here we are. Are we high?
No,
I know.
That's the worst part.
Middle of the day, we're having these conversations. The watermelon ones I like, but a whole bag of it's too much.
All right,
you need variety.
Huh.
I almost wish that they would put the watermelon in, they should just do a whole fruit bag.
All right, here's a question.
Okay.
What flavor is the blue dude?
Blue.
Yeah.
He's just blue. He ain't
That's great. The only thing about Sour Patch Kids. I'm not always positive I can really tell the difference in the flavors.
I don't know either, dude. Sometimes I think I do, but I don't. You know which ones I also like are the, is it like Sour Bright? That brand that has like the gummy worms that are sour?
All right, yeah.
Have you had those?
Yes.
Oh, if they have like the new berry flavored Sour Bright gummy worms?
Dude, all right.
Next level. Right, almost up there with the Sour Patch Kids.
You ever have the rainbow rope?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that stuff too.
I like everything that's sour.
Yeah.
Dude, we've even had the Sour Patch flavored chewing gum.
Yes.
Which is great for about four chews and then there's no flavor left.
Yeah, that died quickly, but it was good.
It's good for four chews.
We got to get some warheads. Get back into the heavy artillery.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what is it? The Sour Sprees.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Sour Sprees were the ones that I gave you at the time. More than to Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
We were not in our right state of mind.
You were like, hey, man, heads up. This is going to be really sour. And I was like, dude, whatever. I like candy. Give me some. And then it was like a small child. Like, oh, my God, Steve, it's sour.
I can't open my eyes. So sour. So sour. So sour.
Man, I haven't had a Chewy Spree in forever.
It's been a long time. That used to be my go-to when I was... Dude, I was thinking about this a lot yesterday. Because I went through an entire bag of my fruit snacks, those Welch's brand fruit snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Which are, I think, three servings or four servings, and I crush them in one sitting. I just can't help it. I would... There's a lot of reasons why I wish I lived a little bit closer. But the number one reason why I wish I lived a little bit closer than Puyallup is I probably would have lost so much more weight if I did not have the commute that I have. Because I'm always tired. The hours that I work, the lifestyle that I live.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like doing blow at like 2 a.m. You know, I sometimes go to wrestling class and I get home late. Or I play hockey, I get home late. So I'm tired sometimes driving home. The only thing that keeps me awake and is the number one reason why I'm not able to like nod off while driving is candy.
Yeah.
So like the Werther's caramel candies, those hard candies.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing right now.
And that lasts for a while.
Oh, those are great for that reason. I'm like an 80-year-old woman, how much I love those things.
You want to wear this? Have a Werther's.
Sour Patch Kids, so the Sour Brights, all that stuff. I used to try sunflower seeds, but it's not my thing. Like I like chewy or like a sucking candy.
Yeah. Man, I like the chewy Starburst.
Yes.
Those are probably my favorite, but those are so chewy, like... I feel like you could just rifle through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem with those fruit snacks. They're delicious, but sometimes I'm popping two in at a time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, if I lived a little bit closer, I wouldn't be eating all this crap, and I wouldn't be putting all this candy in my system, and I probably would have lost more weight by now. Freaking Puyallup.
I like that. That's what's killing you, the commute.
It is. The commute's killing me for that reason.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Battle Mania.
So, all right.
Ted's very first time going to a 3-to-1 battle event. It's at a sold-out Showbox. And you get to see me wrestle for the first time.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It was. Well, and when we got there, too, it is, and we just happened to show up at the same time your wife and her family was.
Which I was bummed because it was like an overwhelming moment of you, Matt.
Joe,
I think Glenn and Tawny from Windowpane.
They walked in right when we did not plan that. We all just happened to walk in at like the exact same time.
Like I get a text from my wife, like we're walking in right now. I'm like, perfect. So I come out, and at that moment, I'm like, yay! I'm awful at being a good host. Like I don't know how to juggle multiple people. So I was just like, oh my God, this is too much for me to handle. All of my favorite people just showed up at the same time. What do I do? I'm trying to get my in-laws in the right spot because they have a reserved seat. It was just chaos. And then the guy giving us the bracelets was acting weird because not everyone in our party had, like, I only bought tickets for reserved seating for two people. He's like, well, not everyone can go in there. I'm like, that's fine. We'll hover near them. You can't go in that area. I get it. Like, just give us the damn bracelets and show us where to go. Like, this is too much for me right now, man. I'm already nervous because I'm wrestling. He was super nice. Like, it was not like he did anything wrong. He was just trying to explain it, but I'm already a nervous wreck. I'm like, just give the bracelets to them.
That's why Albie did, honestly. Like, I said hello to you, but then I was like, I'm going to leave Steve alone.
Yeah, I was like, I'll find you later.
Yeah, and then we always go up to that same bar anyhow. You guys just happened to be up there, so I was like, all right, this is fine.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then I see Vicky there.
Yeah, Vicky was there. Nicole was there from work.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who else. Right, and then Thorpe and Leslie and Keith showed up.
Yeah, I didn't get to see those guys, but I heard that they were there.
Yeah.
Richie from Thunderbeast was there.
Yep, I saw him.
Yep. Grizz from Lion Pride Music.
Grizz was down there.
Yeah.
It was so funny, too, with those VIP tables. Like, everybody just abandoned them.
Yeah.
Like, I just started sitting at some.
Yeah, because we got the VIP table for my in-laws, and then Grizz told me there was a whole row of tables behind him to the, like, kind of like to the side, like where the men's bathroom is.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's perfect because Sid and her cousin Kaylee didn't have seats. So I was like, well, this will be perfect because there's like enough seats for all of them, which worked out great. It was a perfect spot, great view. A lot of the wrestlers came over there to watch when they weren't wrestling, so I was able to hang out there and not only see my family, but also bro down with some of the guys and kind of get mentally ready for the match. So it was a perfect spot.
And I don't know if it was the worst thing in the world for her parents not to be like dead center in the bar.
Agreed.
I mean, everybody there was very nice and behaved, but like, I don't know, there's just some conversations and things that go on in that bar. Like, you're just like, I was like, that's probably a good safe spot for them over there.
I did find great humor. I love my in-laws. You know, obviously very Christian family. And there's moments during like that first battle royal where Ronald McFondle is hitting people over the head with his giant testicles, you know, because he has like this rubber band thing. And I was going back into the locker room. I'm like, they're like, how's your in-laws doing? I'm like, they're doing great. And then I was like, they're super Christian. Everyone's like, oh, and that was like the big like running joke.
Oh, Joe and I talked about it a few times.
Right. Because there is not a very Christian, like, look, I'm a Christian dude. And I know you are like, but on the outside looking in, this is definitely not a place where you would think someone that's very religious would go to an event. A lot of cursing, a lot of drinking, a lot of unruly behavior, but it's all in good fun.
It is. And everybody's very nice, right? Yeah. But it's kind of the opposite of going to a church.
Yeah.
Because it's, and I shouldn't say that, because there's churches that are cool with homosexuals and stuff. But I mean, like, there's,
right.
It's very Seattle. It's very, you know, open to everybody.
Very punk rock.
Yeah.
Very everything friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right, Joe and I a couple of times, we're like, I wonder what's going through their heads.
And you know what's going through their heads? Pure bliss. My father-in-law is taking pictures the whole time.
All right, living cool.
My mom-in-law is like saying, I guess it was like yelling Solid Steel.
Nice.
Like they got hooked into it. Like the only thing they said for them, their perspective before we get to yours was they were like, it's too long for us. Because it's a long night. I mean, it's like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
So I get that. But my wife and everyone included in the party were like, we had so much fun.
Yeah, it was. And that's the other thing, too. I never been to a 3-2-1 battle. Mm-hmm. But we talked about this a bunch on the podcast last night. But it's fun. And it's pretty easy to learn what to say.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to yell 3-2-1 battle. And then when they say, but the Solid Steel, I won't lie. Like, it was 420, wasn't drinking, was definitely smoking weed. Seemed like the first, like, three matches, I couldn't get it right. And I'd be like, all right, I got it this time. And then he'd say it, and everybody goes, Solid Steel. And I'd be like, damn it.
I missed it.
How did I miss it again?
Some people always ask, what's the story behind that? Quick story from what I know, because I jumped in and I was also confused. Like, why is everyone yelling Solid Steel? And somebody explained to me that in the world of wrestling, back in the day, whenever someone would get hit with those stairs that lead up into the ring, they'd be like, they just got hit with the Solid Steel steps. But then, like, you watch a match one time and those steps got flipped over and you realize they're hollow. And that was like a big joke at like a SummerSlam.
Yeah, and the way they pick them up. Like, right. I know they're strong dudes.
They're not solid.
But they're
steel.
So nonchalant with right. that.
So it's like a running joke at 3-2-1 battle that everything is Solid Steel, if you just believe.
Right.
So the stairs are Solid Steel. The chair is Solid Steel. The railing Solid
Steel. The aluminum cans were Solid Steel.
Right. An elbow could be Solid Steel. The man's penis could be made of solid steel. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is you hear people in the crowd. Is there's a decent amount of people that were there, too, that were like me. It was their first time. And I heard somebody be like, that's not Solid Steel, man. That's just aluminum. They're talking about the cans. And I was like, dude, like, obviously.
I'm pretty sure that man's penis is not made of Solid Steel. It's probably just like flesh and blood.
Right. And I don't know if this dude had just come to see you or something, but he was like dead serious.
He was pissed.
Those are just aluminum cans, man.
I can see the Yelp review. The fans are dumb. They think everything's made out of solid steel.
Plus, it's one of those things like, I'm sure drinking it was awesome, but even without drinking, like, you get fired up. You want to yell Solid Steel.
Yeah, it's contagious. At first, I remember the first time I went, I'm like, oh, this is kind of whatever. And then by the end of it, I'm like, Solid Steel. Or when someone gets hit in the wiener, you got hit straight in the D-O-C.
Yeah, I know. There's great stuff.
Or if for the women now, when they wrestle, they got hit straight in the T-O-T. stupid.
What else? I like the intermission. We had a great smoke circle out there. Vanderbeek was involved. All the heavy hitters were out there.
Including Cody, the voice, one of the voices of the 3-2-1 battle.
Yeah. But I won't lie. I was getting very paranoid that I was going to miss your thing.
Yeah.
So generally, I'll sit in the circle forever. But I was like, all right, we got to go in. Intermission's going to end soon. And then it was like, all right, this is it. Oh, there's another match.
Another match. Yeah, I know.
Like, this is it. I was like, another match. I was like, damn it, man. I keep getting up and then down.
I know. Some of the buddies were saying on the Twitch feed, a lot of people were like, when's Miggs wrestling? I'm here because of Miggs, which was cool. It was awesome.
Yeah. Johnny O, that used to work here, I saw him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes to a lot of the 3-2-1 shows. Right, so it's kind of cool to see him from time to time.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was wild. But like running into Vanderbeek and stuff, it was just, it was a ton of fun.
Awesome.
I got it. You've been telling me about it for years. I got to go to one at Evolve.
Yeah, come sit ringside with me.
All right.
In the front row. And then you get to like have guys just diving over you. It's awesome.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They dive literally right next to you.
I will say, that's the other crazy thing, too. That from my party, the one thing everybody was so impressed with is how athletic and how real the wrestling was.
Yeah, I think.
And I don't know. That might sound insulting, how real. But just.
No, I know.
I mean, those guys are flying, not just into the ring, but onto the floor of the show box.
A lot of those guys really brought it at Battlemania.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff that they were doing, I hadn't seen some of those guys do. And I could tell that everybody was really excited about this opportunity to perform at the show box. And. Man, I shout out to every single person that wrestled, all the men and women that wrestled in there. I thought they delivered in giving the crowd a fun show.
Yeah, it was great, man. Yeah. I loved it.
Oh, and then just, man, it was. I pointed in your direction and where you guys were all at when I when I wrestled. I was like, show some love to my boys in the back. It was fun, man. It was a unreal experience to be able to wrestle in front of friends and family and have it not fail.
And I mean, I got to tell you, it was surreal watching it.
Awesome.
Like, watching you come out, I was like, all right, he's been practicing. I know he can do the entrance and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then a couple things, but like, when you just started picking dudes up and body slamming them, I was like, damn. And then you had shown me some of your practice highlights.
Yep.
But man, leapfrogging people and stuff. I mean, it looked freaking awesome.
It's funny. I just interviewed Mick Foley for my wrestling podcast, Miggs versus the World of Wrestling, because he's all in town next week he's doing like Tacoma Comedy Club, Spokane Comedy Club on Tuesday, Tacoma on Wednesday, and then Crypticon next weekend.
All right.
So he's in town for a lot of stuff. And I mentioned my first match. Does he remember his first match? And he says, yeah, I'll never forget me and the guy I was wrestling. One of us was supposed to do a leapfrog over the other, but we both ducked down and collided.
Oh.
And he's like, it didn't go well after that. And I started laughing. I'm like, man, that's funny you bring that up, because my biggest fear the night before, I knew I was going to have a spot where I was going to throw a guy against the ropes, or he's going to go against the ropes. He's going to come at me. I'm going to jump over him. He's going to duck under me, and I'm going to leapfrog him. Well, the night before Battlemania, it got in my head. I was like, and I was tired. I was ready to fall asleep. And then all of a sudden, this little devil in my brain goes, what if you trip when you jump over him?
Oh,
and that kept me up for hours, Ted.
Oh, no.
I got 2 hours of sleep when I could have easily, if I went to bed when I was supposed to, I could have gotten a good 7 hours of sleep before Battlemania. I got about 2 hours because all I kept doing is, what happens if when I jump over him, I don't clear him and I fall? Well, how do I handle that? What do I do? And I just kept playing out these different scenarios. So now I'm a freaking wreck over a routine thing that I do all the time without a problem. And that's leapfrog over guys.
And now you're tired as hell the next morning.
Right. And I'm like, I didn't get enough sleep. So luckily after work, I went right home. And fortunately, the stars were aligned. I passed out for about 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, nice.
Originally, I was going to try and get down there around 1. I didn't get down there until like 4:30.
All right.
And I was like, hey, man, sorry I wasn't down earlier to help. And everyone was like, no, you were up in the morning. Like, we're glad you slept. Like, it's more important that you're up for the long haul and help us afterwards as opposed to help us before.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would have sucked. But I was so scared of that, man. I was like, that would be
the worst. Is it more pressure on you jumping over or the guy to get low?
You know, it's a little bit of both. Because I've had during practices where I've tried to get under. That's always, I'm the litmus test for in our training. So if I could get under somebody, there's no excuses that anyone else can't get under somebody. Because I'm the tallest.
Okay.
So they're like, look, Steve's 6'3", you're 5'8", or whatever, and you're having a hard time getting under this person jumping, but Steve didn't. Something's wrong with this, man. You're not getting low enough. So
yeah, because I mean, it's on that guy to get low, and that's hard. I mean, it's kind of weird to be running and then crouching.
Yeah, it's like you got to time it just right, and you got to get basically you're taking two steps, two low steps, and then pop back up.
All right.
But there have been times where during classes where the guy's a lot shorter and I'm taller and I'm trying to get under him and I could tell, I could feel it. So I'm like, I'm just going to fall before he lands on my head. So yeah. I'll just kind of fall and crawl.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little bit of both, but I got over Sage good and he gets down low, which was nice, but like I barely got over him because it was in my head. But I got over him. So I was just like, after that moment when I got over him, everything else was easy in my head. Like that was the thing that I stressed about the night before. So once I accomplished that, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
All I got to do is do the things that are asked of me, and I know I can do them. The jumping over him part was the scariest part.
Yeah.
That and also the sidewalk slam to Uncle Muscles, because I never gave him one. And not that he's like a huge dude, but he's bigger than anyone I've ever done a sidewalk slam. So I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to pick him up and hold him before dropping him.
Oh.
And, dude, once I put him up, it's amazing what adrenaline will do. Like, he was lighter than any dude I...
Yeah, it did. It looked seamless. I was like, that's why... I mean, literally, I was just... Every time I'd be like, oh! Like, Steve was just slamming. That's the other thing, too. Like, you walked around with him, holding him.
I know, that wasn't the plan. But once I had him up, I'm like, I'm milking this moment. I'm going to walk in and make that big drop. It's going to be awesome. All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, we'll talk about something.
We'll do stuff and fun things.
Yeah, stuff and fun things.
Stuff and fun things when the MegaCast returns.
Ted and Steve broke the seal and have to drain their lizards. The MegaCast will be back.
How many times has this happened? You wander into a dark bathroom in the middle of the night, only to sit down and...
Oh, Jerry! What's all over the seat again?
Well, the battle of the toilet seat is now over. King of the Throne Products presents the Man Can. Guys, the Man Can means you'll never have to lift a finger to keep the ladies happy. Just step on the pedal and the Man Can silently and effortlessly raises the seat. When you're done, step on the pedal again, and the man can gently returns the seat to a down position. So simple. Just step, unzip, and let it rip.
King of the Throne.
Oh, snap. Get the ghost sticks out. Ted and Steve are ready to give back rubs. The MegaCast is back.
What were you saying? We were just talking about wrestling intros during the break. And I was saying how, in my opinion, the Bird has the best intro in 3-2-1 Battle. Because he has everyone knows about the Bird.
Bird.
Everyone's like dancing with their middle fingers, going
flipping
up and
the
down.
Bird.
Flipping the Bird. And he's doing it. He's so damn awesome. The Bird's one of my favorite wrestlers at 3-2-1 Battle. And what happened?
So Bird comes out. Flipping Birds.
Bird.
And then I look over and there's a security guy like wiping the floor where like Matt and Tyler are standing. And I'm like, right? And Joe's the only one in our group drinking. And Joe's had like two drinks. He thought, by the way, Joe thought it was a weird intervention all night. What's going on? Why isn't anybody drinking?
I can understand that. Typically, you guys are out having a good time, crushing beers. And we have like a party of what, like six, five?
Right, because we went out to dinner beforehand. Yeah. Our one friend, Jamie, is pregnant, so she wasn't drinking. Tyler really just doesn't drink. Matt does not drink at all. And then I showed up and was like, yo, soda water.
So we need to talk.
Right, so Joe's like, what is this, an intervention? I was like, I went, man, this is the weirdest intervention ever. Is I just smoked a spliff outside. So I'm like, this isn't an intervention for him.
Look, man, we were talking as we were getting stoned. We're really not happy with the way you act when you're drinking. We'd like for you to stop.
So the Bird comes out, and then the security guard's cleaning up, and I'm just like, what is going on? Matt's like, I dropped my water. Like, like, what? What do you mean you dropped your... He's like, I got... It seemed like he just wanted, got so excited to flip birds that he just like dropped his water on the ground.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He's like, screw this water. I need both of my fingers.
I also forgot sometimes, I won't say which bar I was at that night, when you order soda water, I hate it when the bartender just gives you that like, it's cool, man. I got you. Like, I'm not... like, it's not like I can't drink. I'm just not drinking.
I am fully capable of drinking, sir.
I don't need your nod of approval.
Right.
And approval? Approval. I just made up a word.
But here's the thing. If he offers it to you for free.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. Like, I got you.
Sometimes I'll order like, oh, I need a Diet Coke. I'm just around a bunch of drunk people and I'm, you know, designated. Meanwhile, I'm not. I'm just wanting Diet Coke.
Dude, I had a Red Bull. I started getting a little tired.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gave you wings.
It did give me some wings.
I had a Red Bull right before our match.
Nice.
I was like, I just want to make sure. Then I think people thought I was weird because I'm just eating like this peanut butter Snickers bar.
You drinking a Red Bull?
Yeah, like four. It came in like a four fun size bites.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
So I'm offering it to everybody. I'm like, anyone want a Snickers with me? And everyone's like, no, we're good. I'm like, okay.
I would puke it
apparently,
up if I ate
apparently
that.
Apparently, I'm the rookie. I don't care. It's delicious.
I will say this, man. If you're sitting around a bar for hours just drinking soda waters, the Red Bull tasted freaking delicious.
Oh, I bet.
I think it was just the excitement of having something else to drink.
It's that little extra zing to the fruitiness of it all.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, I'm sure, and I know people offer to buy me drinks often, but it seemed like everybody I passed was like, dude, let me get you a drink.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good.
It's always that way. Like, for once, it finally worked to my advantage when I went and did the show over at Everett the next night.
Oh, but Tony
Because
B's?
I wasn't driving. My buddy Tavis was driving, supplying all those sweet ding-dongs. And people were like, let's do a shot. I'm like, yeah, I could do a shot with you.
Yeah.
I got nothing to worry about. It was nice to say yes for a change. Although, boy, I made the, not mistake, but kind of the mistake of asking for a double vodka tonic at that place. Tony V's?
Yeah.
Those ladies that work there pour a stiff drink.
Yeah.
And I just basically challenged her to make it stiffer.
Yeah, exactly.
And challenge was accepted.
And tonic.
Right. Yeah. It was still going, still going, still going. I was joking about it on the Mixcast. I'm like, I'm pretty sure she's still pouring the vodka in my drink right now.
Was Tony there?
Yeah, I love Tony.
I would say I always like big ups to Tony, man.
Tony is awesome.
Yeah.
That dude's great. The security staff there is great. Like, really had a great time over at Tony V's. I haven't been there forever.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
I'm going up in the end of May. To see the Scoblins and Cherry Pop and Daddies.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's our buddy Josh is in the Scoblins.
Because it's the same night as a Defy show in Portland. So I'm,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise I'd be going there with you.
Yeah, I might be going to Portland with you if I wasn't doing that. I think I got to get out of the state. Or not out of the state. I just got to get out of the city.
Man, I wish. Damn it. Too bad they don't have more shows where you could be like, hey, man, I'll come to the next one.
Yeah, right.
Just come to Portland with me.
Why was that?
Come to Portland, Ted.
I was having, like, the other day, I was like, you know what? I like Bend. Maybe I'll go to Bend. And I was like, still Oregon. And I was like, I think I should just go to Portland by myself. And I was like, can you take a vacation just to go to strip clubs and get wasted by yourself?
So.
Yeah, could get creepy.
I mean, view it more as like a vacation to enjoy some of the finer steaks in Portland.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was like, oh, I could go to Ben, you know, do like a brewery tour, this and that. But then I was like, they serve booze. So I'm doing something. I'm not just sitting at a strip club by myself. I'm getting wasted at a strip club.
Right.
Does that count as doing something?
Absolutely, it does. You're being proactive.
Yeah.
In what way, I don't know.
Super proactive, Steve.
Hey, I have a question for you. Somebody did ask us this question. It was all based off, I don't know if you saw the girl that asked out The Rock to the prom.
I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay, well, I'll play some of the audio of that. That way you can kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about.
I mean, is it all right to say I have a little bit of rock overload right now?
You know, I feel like a lot of people do.
And I like him.
I do too.
Like, him and Timberlake are probably the people I like the most, but I just need a little time out.
Well, I think his box office is showing that other people do as well.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, I guess Jumanji did really well, but that was an ensemble cast. But I feel like recently his movies haven't been as awesome as they used to be. And maybe it's just taking more roles.
Yeah, I'm not positive they ever are. I think they just do better overseas. And, like, you like The Rock?
I love The Rock.
So you get excited. But remember, like, Baywatch sucked. Nobody even saw it.
I liked Baywatch.
Oh, my bad.
No, but I can understand why everyone else thought it sucked. It was not, and it wasn't his best.
Yeah.
But I'm a rock guy.
You're a rock apologist.
I'm a rock apologist.
And I love The Rock. I'm just saying, I need a timeout.
Well, this one girl, she's 18 years old. She's from Minnesota. She does not need a timeout.
No.
She claims that she's The Rock's biggest fan. And her name is Katie, and she put this out there. She was dressed as The Rock from back in the day when The Rock had the black turtleneck with the gold chain.
Oh, and he's standing against the stairs.
She was dressed like that when she decided to make this proposal to The Rock.
Hello, Dwayne. I'm Katie Kelsenberg, and I'm a senior at Stillwater Area High School in Minnesota. And I would like to ask you to my senior prom. It's May 5th at The Myth in Maplewood, Minnesota. You may be wondering, why should I go to prom with her? Well, let me tell you why. I am the biggest Dwayne Johnson fan. I love all of your movies. I even dressed up as you for Halloween. And I have the biggest Dwayne Johnson merch collection.
Now here, a quick pause. So all now right. She pans over to what she calls the biggest Dwayne Johnson rock collection, right?
All right.
It's two t-shirts, a pillow, and two action figures.
That's it?
That's what I thought. Like, how is that selling your fandom?
You're the biggest fan and you have a pillow?
And two t-shirts and two action figures.
Katie.
So, Dwayne, I have just one question for you. Will you rock it at prom with me?
All right.
Well, The Rock responded and basically said, no. But let me use this as an opportunity to promote my new movie, Rampage.
This is for a very special young lady. Her name is Katie Kelsenberg. I hope I pronounced your last name right, Katie. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for inviting me to your prom. Unfortunately, I can't make it that weekend. I'm going to be in Hawaii shooting Jungle Cruise. I just want to take a moment to let you know how awesome I think you are. You stepped out of your comfort zone to ask me to the prom. Katie, girls and women, they get shy around me. High-level professional women get very shy around me, and they don't...
I love the humble brags. The Rock is the king of the humble brags.
He is.
It's like all these hot, important women are scared of me.
They get weird, dude.
But not you, 18-year-old Katie, with four things, and you think that makes you the biggest fan.
Don't say anything until I leave. And here you are. You're like, yo, Rock, I'm your biggest fan. I love you. Take me to the prom. I love that about you, Katie.
Mind you, all he's doing is he's at the gym and he's fully sweating because he just got a good workout in.
Surprise, because I can't make it. This weekend, I'm going to rent out a theater close to your house. A rampage on me. Invite your friends, invite your family, soda, popcorn, candy, everything free. Everything's on me. Enjoy Rampage. I got you. By the way, you made my gym wall right there. When you make the gym wall, you know you're special and you're cool.
And it's like a chalkboard that says Katie and then under it, Rampage. I had to do a double check. I'm like, her last name's Rampage? Is she going on a rampage?
Just kinda.
Jeez.
I hope some chivalrous boy takes you to the prom. You know what? You might not even need a boy. Go with your girlfriends. Have a blast. Enjoy Rampage. Oh. And I love you for being an awesome fan.
Was that like a, I don't know. I mean, look. Let's be honest. That prom is next week. Like, I'm worried Katie doesn't have time to find a backup.
And I feel like The Rock realized that as he said
that. Oh, I mean, the hell with dudes. Go with one of your friends.
Oh, your friends. I can't make it.
You probably got another friend that doesn't have a date.
Here's the
thing.
Jeez. So you think, okay, that's pretty awesome. The Rock did that. That's great, right? Then he sends an audio message to the school, and they play it over the intercom at the school, like on the public address announcements.
Like, hey, this is The Rock. Katie asked me. I can't go.
All right. Let's start this Friday morning announcement off with a little bit of fun and a little bit of excitement. Good morning to the Stillwater Area High School students.
No.
This is, as you might have guessed by now.
Somebody's filming Katie at this moment.
So she doesn't know.
Not until it starts playing on the loudspeaker.
All right.
Dwayne Johnson, also known as The Rock. Also known as the big brown ball tattoo guy who's running around movies such as Jumanji, Fast and Furious, and a new movie I have out called Rampage.
And you're probably pimping his new movie hard to these kids. What is that movie even rated?
I don't know. That's a good question. Watch it's like NC-17.
That's what I'm saying. It's like rated R. Like, Rock, it's a high school, bruh.
And what is The Rock doing on our intercom system? Well,
he's pimping his movie. That's what he's doing.
I'm sending a message to a very special young lady, and her name is Miss Katie Kelsenberg.
You know, it just kind of hit me. He not only shot her down on Instagram, but then he decided to send a video or an audio message so that it could be played for everyone at the school to hear of him shooting her down. But go see my movie.
Yeah.
I love him. So funny.
And he's, I mean, like, I don't remember him being this kind of cocky about everything.
Did no one ever ask him out to prom? Like no other like fan? Because he's really over delivering.
Now, Katie, I'm sure that you are so embarrassed right now. But I just had to let you know that I appreciate how cool and awesome you are for inviting me to your prom. And I also wanted to tell you that, unfortunately, I can't make the prom because I will be shooting a movie in Hawaii called Jungle Cruise at that time. However, Katie, because we are now best friends and I have so much love for you because you're so awesome. And
sounds so sincere.
I know, right?
As a very special...
You didn't say, she's 18, man. She's not six. Don't lie to her like this.
And did you have, right, like... I don't know. I can't decide if this announcement over the loudspeaker is good or bad.
She seems to be enjoying it.
All right.
Like when he's like, I can't go. She's like, ah, that's fine. I don't care. This is awesome. So all the fact that she likes it makes me.
That makes it. All right. That's right. Good then.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe The Rock knows what he's doing.
Look, we're giving The Rock a hard. I know I'm giving a hard time, but yeah. Obviously it's pretty awesome that he's doing this.
Yeah.
Special gift. I have rented out a theater tomorrow, and the theater is Oakdale Cinemas, which I believe is very close to you. So the gift is this. I want you to grab all your favorite friends and your closest family members and whoever you want to bring, Katie, because tomorrow at 4:45, I'm showing you a screening of my new movie, Rampage, and all the popcorn and candy and soda you could drink. It's all on me. Everything is free.
They better have pizzas and hot dogs because, you know, I'd go buck wild.
I was just thinking that, man. Like, I'd get a lot of candy.
And ice cream.
Who'd you invite?
Who? Well, it's, you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm inviting you. I'm trying to think.
Not BJ.
Dude, what if we just want me and you?
And this place holds, I think he says in this, it holds like 230 people, and it's just you and I.
Right. How did you guys eat $1,000 worth of popcorn, soda, and candy?
Well, you see, we put a popcorn bucket, large sized, on every single seat in that theater. And Ted and I just walked around eating from every one of them.
And I want you to go have the greatest time. I rented out 232 seats.
Dang.
So to all the students there at Stillwater High School area, if Katie's down with it, then you guys talk to your teachers and your school has all the details. So Katie, have the best time. Thank you for being awesome. Enjoy Rampage. And I think after this, because me and Katie are best friends now,
lies.
I think this would officially make me a Stillwater area high school pony. That is correct.
They are the ponies, right? All right, that would be a very weird thing. So it's an official high school pony.
Be a pony. The Rock is a pony.
I don't know why that's funny.
More awesome if they weren't ponies. He just always wanted to be a pony.
Right? The Rock now is a pony.
No, some Genuine song pops on. Baron out.
That's the last time I saw Genuine. He was shirtless because he's Genuine. And he's like wiping himself off with the sweat and everything with his towel. And he's like down in the crowd. But he just like pelted a lady in the face. And she's like, ugh.
Like the time I saw Tool and the drummer. Yeah, Danny Carey chugged from a bottle of Gatorade, closed it up, and it was still left in there, and he threw it into the crowd, and I caught it, because it just, like, hit me, and I caught it, and I'm like, what the F am I going to do with this?
Yes!
I'm like, is this now considered a souvenir? Like, am I going to bring this home and, like, frame it and says Danny Carey? Like, I caught a drumstick, too, at a different show. Like, I've had a lot of luck when it comes to Danny Carey throwing things. Apparently, I'm like,
are you a target for him?
Maybe he doesn't like me. There's that kid in the front row again.
I've been throwing stuff at this bastard for 15 years in Seattle, and he keeps showing up.
He keeps coming, and he's either in the first or the second row. One time I threw a drumstick, he caught it. Next time I took a half-drunken bottle of Gatorade, he caught it. What's it going to take?
Vayner's going to kick you in the teeth with a steel-toed boot.
And I'm going to leave with his shoe. So I catch it. I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
I got to ask what flavor.
It was yellow.
All right,
the lime.
The lemon lime.
Yeah, original. OG.
Nice.
And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I looked at the guy next to me, and he's like, dude, whoa. I'm like, do you want it? And he's like, yeah. I was like, here, you can have it.
Did he drink it?
Opened up the bottle and took a swig. And then he goes, want some? I'm like, no, man, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean.
And then Danny goes, joke's on you. I have gonorrhea.
No.
I don't even know if you could get that from.
I was about to say, what did he rub his penis on it, Steve? How did the gonorrhea?
I meant, joke's on you.
Herpes.
I've got herpes.
Mouth happy.
That's right. Ignore the first joke. It wasn't nearly as good.
Like, did you caught an empty bottle of Gatorade?
Oh, no, there's some in it.
Or there's some in it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The hell, I just thought the guy drank it. Like, what is he going to... And then it turned out that kid now knew how to play the drums.
Yeah, right?
Like a magical power.
I like the idea, too, that this guy's going home in his basement in his man cave and being like, see that Gatorade bottle?
And then, does he lie and say, I caught it? Or does he say, this dude caught it, and he was dumb enough to give it to me?
That's probably what he says.
Yeah.
All right, so The Rock's a pony now. Does The Rock have to show up at this movie theater this weekend?
I have a feeling that he's not going to.
All right.
But boy, oh boy, did he handle that right. I mean, think about all the free publicity he got for the movie Rampage. Just here on the MegaCast.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were younger, was there somebody... That's the reason why I brought this up, because somebody asked, hey, what would you guys... When you were younger, if social media existed, would you ask anybody, who would you ask out to prom? Like, who was your crush when you were in your teen years?
Like
a celebrity.
I'm trying to remember. I really liked Paula Abdul for a while, but I think that was, I don't think I was old enough to go to like a prom or anything at that point. But by the time I got to prom, I mean, man, Mariah Carey was just the tops. Oh. That Honey video had just come out and she was like doing stuff with Bad Boy and... Whew.
Do you remember? Yeah, Mariah Carey's a great pick. Do you remember? Was it Lita Ford? Was definitely one that popped into my mind. But do you remember Savannah Fox?
Was she a wrestler or a singer?
No, she was a singer. I think she had that song like, I want to have some fun, work your body all night long. Let me see if I can find it on my phone really quick.
I don't know.
She was hot as F. I think that or Bret Michaels from Poison, because he was pretty hot looking.
Yeah, I know. My first was like Art Monk from the Redskins. Mariah Carey was up there. God, there was a girl on Baywatch. I don't think she's even famous anymore. I think she's kind of
Nicole Eggert?
Not Nicole Eggert.
I liked her.
And it wasn't, I mean, Pamela Anderson obviously was hot. Man, that's a tough call. I'm trying to remember. There's definitely women I had on my wall, like cut out. Oh, I really liked Carmen Electra for a while, too.
Paulina Porizkova. You remember Paulina? She was like Cindy Crawford.
All right.
Oh, here's Savannah Fox. We've got to play after the ad. We have to wait 15 seconds, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have that kind of patience.
15 seconds? We could do it.
We're at 9.
We'll get there.
Tiffany, get there. Too. Remember Tiffany?
Yep. Tiffany was hot.
Hello. It's me again. Don't you know it's hard to keep a good woman down?
I'm in.
But then again, maybe that could be fun.
Oh, wow. Do you remember Taylor Dane?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her, too.
She's got the jeans with the rip in them right on the butt?
Yeah.
That means she likes to have sex.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah. I'm still racking my brain, I guess.
We get to the chorus, so...
And then, dude, honestly, by the time I got, like, my senior year in high school, like, Britney had come out. Mm-hmm. Those dudes all got in.
Oh, yeah, they had fun.
Yeah, like, Britney Spears had come out. The Spice Girls were huge. Maybe Baby Spice.
Ooh. Baby Spice was really hot.
Yeah, I always liked the blonde one.
I went back and forth between Sporty Spice and Baby Spice.
I still amazed you like Sporty Spice.
The legs, man.
I just didn't know anybody was a Sporty Spice.
Yeah, they...
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the other Mel.
Yeah. I didn't know it. That's good. While everyone else fights over the other four, her and I are having fun.
I always thought Posh had the nicest legs.
Posh had great legs.
Yeah.
Well, I like Sporty Spice.
Yeah. Hey, Sporty Spice. I get it, dude.
Don't judge me, man.
I'm sorry I hated on your girlfriend.
Jeez. Not invited to Christmas. Or my movie theater when I watch Rampage by myself with all the popcorn I can eat.
Like the idea of just me and you. We invited nobody else.
I would like to know how much of a bill they rang up.
I mean, for The Rock, it's probably nothing, but that's got to be expensive. 230, what do you say, 200 seats? 230
232 seats. So what are you thinking on average for a tub of popcorn and a drink? And that's just that's
so what's the ticket? $8?
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
So 232 times, let's just say it's $8. So that's 1,800. Let's just round up to 2,000. So just for math purposes.
So even if they just, let's just say 20. Wait a minute. What number was that?
232.
No, how many thousand?
About 2,000.
About 2,000. All right. Yep. And then just do 232 times 20. Let's just say they all get $20 worth of stuff. But they're kids. They're teenagers.
Right. They don't need to worry about calories.
Yeah.
We're talking about $4,600.
So that
4,640.
So he's. I bet he's probably. So all right, 4,600 plus 2,000 is. He's probably 10 G's in.
Oh, we just jumped from 6 grand to 10 G's.
Well, these kids are eating a lot of candy, Steve.
What's the other 4,000 going to?
Candy.
More candy.
Sodas and candy.
Lots of candy.
Well, you gotta imagine it's a movie theater, right? Like, imagine me and you at that age. Like, I'm getting nachos if they have the little pretzel bites.
Yep. I might not even see the movie. I might just keep going to concessions.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one of those nights where, like,
pizza.
You get home and it's like, oh my God, I feel awful. What's wrong?
Mom, I need the plunger.
Yeah. What was your what was your go-to movie theater, like, candy?
I loved the bonbons when I was a kid.
All right.
I loved the ice cream. Or like, the dibs or the
snow caps?
No, they were
that's
like
what we always got.
The Reese's dibs.
Oh, yeah.
They're like chocolate-covered ice cream. They're like bonbons, but not didn't sound as fancy.
Yeah.
Those I loved. Of course, popcorn. And as an adult, man, I do love movie theater pizza.
You're so weird with pizza.
I love pizza.
I love pizza, too. But there's, I have some, I'm like, movie theater pizza? I think I'm good on.
They got that nice little little oven that they put them in.
Look, Steve's just like, yeah, the hell with it, man. I got a pizza opportunity. I'm taking it.
I am. 100%. All right, Ted, we should probably get out of here.
Yeah, I guess we should.
Yeah. We don't have to.
Nah, I should do some work.
I gotta poop. It's good pooping music.
Yeah. Squires! Sebastian is here!
Thank you, as always, for listening to the MegaCast. I think next week our friend Juliet Frente will be coming back to hang out with us.
All right. I just saw a picture of her belly on the internet.
I know. I did, too. We need to talk to her about that.
Yeah, right?
It was weird.
It's like a mom brag.
It is.
Yeah.
She's like the Rock of pregnant women.
Let's not call her that. Like, I know I'm with you, but I just feel like calling her the Rock of pregnant women. That's it. For her, it's either going to go really well or really bad.
I guess we'll find out next week.
Yeah, right?
We don't want to upset, as she refers to him as, the axe murderer.
The axe murderer.
That's what she's like, I'm not feeling too good. She's going to be here this week. She's like, but the axe murderer said I didn't sound good, so I should probably not go on the podcast.
All right.
Like, that's really cool that you call him an axe murderer.
Are we talking about the kid or the boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Oh, my bad.
All right. Uh-oh, wait.
Well, we got to restart her?
I'm just going to bring it back a little bit. Okay, there we go.
All right, let's get it.
Let's get 10. Follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast.
Correct. And I've done podcasts this week. I did 2 The Podcasts, the MegaCast. I'm done.
Me too.
Yeah.
I did a MegaCast. I did a wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
And this podcast.
That's it.
And I was even on a Pearl Jam podcast.
Oh.
F podcast.
Yeah. We're done. Till next week.